for today, Dr. Brian Adler, about various health concerns. Today, we're going to be talking about balance and falls, particularly in senior citizens, because at South Strand Internist, they now have a new piece of equipment, and I guess this is something that's going to become a fairly routine now. Good morning, Dr. Adler.
Good morning, Jim.
I think sometime in the past years, we did it once do a show on, I know we've done shows on falls, and I believe we talked something about balancing, but it's a kind of an interesting topic to me that this is becoming, is this something that was recommended to doctors to start testing balance when older folks are coming in for checkups or whatever?
Well, there's no question with the senior population that falls and complications from falls are just a tremendous problem. It's probably one of the number one causes of hospitalizations in the elderly. And, you know, the senior population, again, because people, are, baby boomers getting older, the population at this age group is exploding. And with that, let me just turn this off here.
Yeah, same
reason. And with that, again, many folks aren't realizing that they're unsteady. Now, people will come in often and say, well, I'm a little dizzy, I'm a little unsure of myself. Many won't admit it. Many times family members will come in and mention that, mom and dad are unsteady. So, one of the things that's important is assessing people. Medicare now encourages and advises physicians to assess all patients for their balance. So there's new ways and testing means to really determine whether or not patients are having issues with their balance.
What exactly is a balance test?
Well, there's a number of different ways. There's a quick and dirty way of testing where we actually have them scan on a plate that has a number of electrodes. And again, it detects sway. It detects movement. It does detect subtle things that sort of is a screening for a balance issue. Folks who often fail that test will go on to have more specific testing where we actually, using specialized equipment, using goggles electronically, that tests eye movement and response to moving the head. So it does test the function of the vestibular system, which is the middle ear. It also tests whether or not the brain is really registering whether or not there is a balance problem. So as many people come in and there seems to be a detectable issue of balance, the question is why? Is it occurring because there's a problem in the brain? Is it occurring because there's a problem in the middle ear, which is also responsible for balance? Is it a problem coming from the legs or the back? Because many times people are having issues, with hips or knees or back or spine, or it's a neurologic problem. So really trying to zero in on, where is the source, and then trying to look at the best remedy to prevent falls. And then that's what this is really about, is looking for ways to prevent falls because there's such a high risk for that in the elderly population.
What are some of the things that would cause us to slowly lose our balance over time?
Well, again, many things will do it. Some of the common reasons often are just medications. People are on excessive medications for blood pressure, heart. Some of the diabetes medications can lower blood sugar, lower blood pressure too much. And then people get a little woozy or faint. In the heat, particularly in this climate and high humidity, people, even on medicines, will get a little faint if their blood pressure drops. Or lower than they realize. So often as we evaluate people who are having symptoms, we find their blood pressures are way too low for them. Alcohol, other, narcotics and medications in combination also can affect balance. The other common thing we often see, again, is what we call neuropathy. And there's subtle forms of it. The more profound cases of neuropathy, people feel numbness or burning in their feet. But very mild symptoms, you won't have any problems with numbing or burning, but it's enough to affect their balance. So balance is a very complicated function. It requires our body's ability to sense where we are in space, our feet as we touch the ground, our muscles tell our brain where we are, and when the nerves are working and communicating and sending signals up to the brain telling us, you know, we're standing, our muscles are holding us up, our feet are touching the ground. Things that we don't consciously realize is information that goes to the brain. It's processed in the brain itself to give us a sense of equilibrium. So if there's a problem anywhere in that circuit, whether it's in the nerves of the legs and feet or the processing center in the brain itself, it can affect balance. And then the last is, again, the vestibular system, which is responsible for equilibrium in the middle ear. And again, that is a system that gives us our sense of equilibrium and balance. We have one in each ear. And any head movement, bending, turning, sends signals to the brain as well, telling us, you know, our body's moving, our body's turning. So all these things have to work together in concert to give us normal balance.
It's really amazing when you stop and think about it. Now, so I'm assuming that the balance test that you now have, it's a pretty quick and painless and easy process, right?
Yeah, it's a very easy test to do. There's simple screening, which takes a few minutes. Folks that fail or do poorly on that will go on to have more formal tests using the goggle machine that will actually tell us whether it's a vestibular or a brain or a neurologic issue. And that can give us, in some folks, you know, a very important direction to go in terms of treatment. So, again, it's a good screening tool, and given the high number of people who fall or who have issues with tripping, stumbling, or they seem to list one way or the other, or they tend to sort of go through the house, and at times they kind of bump in the walls. And, you know, one of the things I often see when people come in is they've got, you know, a lot of bruises and scratches on their arms and legs. On, you know, further questioning, they'll tell me, yeah, I kind of bump into things. You know, and oftentimes they'll sort of minimize it. But, you know, again, I think these are all very high risks and very high warning of impending falls, which is ultimately what we wind up seeing, are people having falls at home where they wind up breaking a hip, requiring hospitalization, and unfortunate consequences of that.
Well, you know how serious that can be. After age 60, is this something when folks are coming in just for any kind of routine checkup or any visit that they're going in for that you say, hey, why don't we do a balance test while you're here?
Well, what we often do is we give them a little questionnaire, and it does ask a number of questions that can give us a hint that there's an issue. You know, if some of these questions are marked, often it's an indication to do testing. So it's a good thing to just get screened. You know, it's an easy test, and it's a small survey. And again, subtle things can be picked up, so it's worthwhile getting screened. So I'd recommend, you know, any senior 60, 65 and older, talk to their healthcare provider and just mention that, yeah, there are some subtle things, and, you know, I'd like to be evaluated.
Easy enough to do. And, folks, if you don't have a healthcare provider, you can always call South Strand Internist, located in Surfside Beach. And all you have to do is give them a call, 643-650-4006. 843-650-4006. Dr. Adler, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Jim.